Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I am encouraged this day because, you know, I'm seeing myself do the impossible, and the impossible that I speak of is consistency. You know, today there was all these different kind of barriers in my way, but I still put one foot before the other because I know that this is just a milestone to the next step. And, you know, how you start is how you finish. So I got here this morning, you know, putting all the things behind me, all of the challenges I had to face each one. And I've learned that because I'm a person that faces the things that are before me, then I don't have lingering things that come back to torment me later in my day. I face everything head on. And in that, it sometimes keeps me from, you know, it knocks me off of my time management. And that right there gets me traveling to a different road in my mind because I like everything to go accordingly. But it's still in my agenda to face the things that are before me. And so sometimes we have to, you know, prepare to face the unexpected in the day. And as I'm doing that, it just makes me become more self-assured and more self-aware. And, you know, I just encourage you all that are listening to me and listening to the sound of my voice, don't be afraid to face, you know, the things in your life, because how you handle the small things, those milestones, it lets you know where you are mentally. You know, life is not about being calculated. Life is about being prepared. You know, I had something go on with my car today that I had to get serviced. Now, I could have allowed that to disrupt my peace. Instead, I was like, God, thank you for alerting me that my car needs to be seen about. Now, I had other obligations, which were this podcast, but I also have an obligation to my vehicle, right? So we have one person, two things that need to be addressed. Now, I'm not a subject matter expert, but I know that I couldn't get to the podcast recording if I did not service this vehicle. So that's what I mean about self-awareness. Some of us have check engine lights on in our hearts, in our minds that we ignore for the sake of, I have to make it to work. I have to get dinner on the table. I have to do the next thing. No, the first thing you should do is address the, you know, the engine light. Because the more you address the engine lights in your life, then you become, instead of that engine light triggering you, you become the person that triggers others. What I mean by this is your confidence triggers insecurities. That's what we're going to talk about today, is that you can be so blessed at being a strategist that how you manage, you know, the difficulty in your life, people will study your strategies and be triggered that they allow a lot of their problems to linger when they had an opportunity to put a lot of things to rest. That's why there is a difference between the just and the unjust. The unjust people are the misery. You know, they are the people that are serving injustice. They are the people that you see that discriminate. They are the people that you see that are prejudiced. It makes no sense to be unjust. But the root behind the injustice is that they're not serving themselves properly. So they are in a place of unrest. And when you are in a place of unrest, you're triggered by everything around you. Everyone becomes a problem because you are the problem. And so, you know, how you do one thing is how you do all things. So you have to communicate what's going on. So because I was running behind, I had to communicate, hey, there's something going on. I need to service this. And as I service this, I'll be right on my way to record the podcast. But see, what happens is we stop communicating of why, you know, we are in a place of unjust, of why we're being unrighteous. Why are we being so immoral? Why don't we have self-respect? And the reason is, you know, some of us don't talk about our issues. And when we don't talk about our issues, we have people ask to excuse your errors when you really mean to treat people how you treated them. And so the exposure on today's podcast is when you are a person of high esteem, high value, your confidence only comes off as cockiness to the people who never service their engine lights. And so they team up with a group of people to share a different narrative about the person of confidence and high value. Is because what they're really saying is, this person is calling me higher, but I don't want to go where they're taking me. So I'd rather spread gossip, spread rumors about them that say that, you know, they're a careless individual when they are a person that's really showing a quality of care that I want to invite into my life. And we talked about how to show care on a previous episode. You need to tune in on that. And it's about, you know, being attentive, whole body listening, slowing down to make someone else the priority, especially if you've done a lot of self-work. And when you've done the self-work, it's not going to hurt you to throw someone a nugget. So this is what the podcast is for me to share nuggets of how I'm this overcomer, this way of thinking, because God is the way maker. But listen, God is so good that he is not the type of God that's going to sit down and explain everything to you. You're going to have to seek him for these gems, right? Do you believe that God should expose all of himself when people don't really like him and love him? He thought that his son dying on the cross was enough. He thought that giving us a written Bible as our manual was enough. But sometimes it's not enough. So God has foot soldiers, people appointed to be a part of the army of the Lord, so we can share the good news that God is just not, he has not left us on this earth clueless, you know, without knowing what to do, without armor, because we have the armor of God. But these are things that we cannot see. Wisdom is a thing that we cannot see. But it's a sound of intelligence. And in that intellect, you're like, okay, this has to be a superior being. Because, you know, what makes them supreme is they're delivering a level of understanding to my knowledge base, and I'm a person that is perceived to be incompetent most of the time. But see, God has a fascinating way that even if you have mental challenges, mental disorders, when the child of God is speaking, there will be something that resonates with each child of God. Now, if you are a person that's on the stage of offense and you get offended when you hear things that trigger you, the true trigger warning is that you're most triggered by yourself. You're most triggered by your thoughts, your feelings and your actions. There is no person in the world that hurt you more than you. There is no person in the world that can deprive you of the access to a better life than you can. We are our own hindrance when it comes to achievement. So I no longer hold my parents accountable for the things that I do in the now. It's my responsibility to not be irresponsible with the trust, with the love that God has for me. And so in that, I'm so grateful that God has me in a place of understanding, you know, the value of confidence. I know that's not easy to come by. I know that like people pay to figure out confidence and self-esteem, but I'm like, it all begins, your journey begins in love. And where do we get this love? We get this love from God. But if you are far away from God, of course, you are trying to figure out this love concept, but love comes from where it comes from. It can't derive from any other place. God is the source of it. So I'm not going to outsource, you know, my love sources, services, because I know that I need to go to the source, because any other thing is not authentic. It's a fabricated love. Like even my trying to love my children is not, even though I'm trying to pour from an agape love, my love cycle is different than God's love cycle, because God's love is filtered in this purity that God can love them even when he's frustrated with them. Even when he's angry, sometimes my love shuts down and it has conditions. Now, I don't know when my love goes from unconditional to conditional. I don't try to put parameters on the love, but, you know, I am woman and sometimes I am in my emotions and my feelings, and sometimes I do shut down. And in my shutting down, that could be, you know, taken as I'm depriving my son or daughter from what they need. But really, it's just me going into self and trying to serve myself, because God says, love, you know, thy neighbor as yourself. But even in me disconnecting to reconnect to me, to reconnect to them, that disconnect could feel like a lifetime when it's only 45 minutes. But see, God never has to disconnect to reset. And so what I do is I go to God to be my confidence builder, because I know that when I come away from the throne of God, there is a lot of people that are triggered by my confidence, and they are really triggered by self-neglect, self-doubt, self-worry. They really are sick and tired of being a version of them that's outdated. And so when I come around, I have to understand that, okay, it's a luxury for me to be confident, but it's misery for this other person to watch me be who I am. And as I am being as I am to be, I have to not flaunt this confidence around people who are broken. You know what? The brokenhearted, they don't really want to be brokenhearted. What's happening is that their circle of influence are so broken that they have accepted their broken pieces that still color as acceptable living. And so when I speak to them, I have to affirm them on the level of their self-esteem. So if it's that they like sneakers, man, I really like how you rock those sneakers. You're pretty stylish. You know, I really like how you take care of your hair. I have to find a way to have this person
to see themselves as a confident individual as I am a confident individual. Because let me tell you, people are nasty when they see that you have a confidence that money can't buy, that positions can't afford you. And so when you're dealing with confidence that triggers insecurities, please understand, you know, what's a symptom of being triggering someone's insecurity? It's jealousy. People can be triggered by your relationships. I have a relationship with an individual that I love, that I adore, a person that really gets on my nerves, but that person, the same person that gets on my nerves, is the same person that pours into me, a person that checks me, a person that values me. But because we have such a relationship that is so open and honest, that people attack the relationship from the outside, because the relationship of love, the relationship that has no conditions, that say, I'll accept this person with unconditional love, it triggers other people. Like, how could you love a person that's broken? How could you love a person imperfect? Because it's easy to love a person sometimes that's hard to love than people that are projecting that they're full of love. Right? Because the people that are announcing that they have self-love, they're triggered by the people that are on their journey to figure out self-love, because they're actually being able to determine that they lack love altogether. And in that feeling of feeling lackluster, they begin to attack the people that are doing the self-love process the right way. So when you are triggered by other people's confidence, you attack their relationships. You attack them simply just being full of joy. It bothers you when a person doesn't need, you know, validation from others. They're self-validated, because they're God validated. And when you are self-approved, God approved, you move different, you sound different. And in your difference, this is where these triggers are coming about. But listen, if you are a person that is suffering from low self-esteem, I understand. I get it. I was once there. And sometimes I don't have all of the confidence that it may appear that I have. It's the fact that what I was telling you at the top of the podcast, I refuse to stop taking steps in the right direction. Right? So if I feel like, you know what, I'm not really confident right now, I'm just going to do something about it. So if I feel like I'm not giving enough in my life, I just do something about it. If I feel like I'm not meeting my fitness goals, I have to do something about it. Right? And speaking of that, I really need to start working out, because when I work out, you know, I'm able to excuse the fact that people are jealous and hateful and that they despitefully use me, but it comes with the territory, because when you're confident, you attract a certain level of attention. And so people like to come next to me because of how people respond to me, but they don't really like me. They just are for what people are for. People are attracted to good. And so people are attracted to light. And so they just come to get insight. And I just have to understand that they're not my confidence. So my confidence are people that stand with me when my light is dim and when my light is bright. But all in all, having confidence is not something that you just wave around just to brag about. It's actually something that should humble you. Because in that humility, you get to see, man, that God is the greatest of all time. We all are borrowing his goodness anyhow. So if you are around Queen Lady Honey and my confidence triggers you and you have maybe, you know, sent up a word to curse me, you have, you know, thought that you're going to create this group that huddled together to, you know, to hate me and despitefully use me, I forgive you. Because I believe that your darkness is so dark that all you know to do is be hateful. But I am just positive that by being a positive thinker, that my being good to you will allow you to be good to yourself. And I pray that you get to see your greatness within. And if I was ever around you and I gave you a compliment and you didn't believe it and you thought I was kidding around, no, I really mean it. I really try my best to find the best in people. Because, you know, I was the person that was full of doubt, full of fear, full of worry, and full of fury. And God came and was like, I like you. I was like, me? But I'm empty. I'm running low on love. I'm running low on experience that I could be anything greater than the woman that I was. But God loved me right there. And I want you to know that as God loved me right there in that tender moment, in that tenderness, that it was then that I felt valuable. It was then that I felt safe. It was then that I felt wanted. And I hope that when you come around me, although I could be very firm, although I could be very secure, although I could be very worthy of the moment, I am also taught how to go and greet the one. And the one is a person that is in the corner or in their room in a dark place. And they are afraid to say, you know, I am spreading jealousy. You know, I am the one that's spreading hate. I am the envious one, honey. You know, make that confession because the truth shall set you free. And whom God sets free is free indeed. And so I just hope that we are set free in this hour. I hope that you hear good things coming from the sound of my voice. And if you are a confident person, find a way to pour back into other people other than just being photogenic, other than, you know, just ranking in all the likes and, you know, all of the shares. Find a way to pour into your brother or sister so they don't just have to watch you become greater and you can allow them to achieve their highest self. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I thank you so much for tuning in. It does my heart some good to know that goodness is going forth. And I'm just so happy that it's the gospel of, you know, God caring for a woman who once did not see the best in myself. So I thank y'all for tuning in. I am God's very own Queen Lady Honey. And as always, I want us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. And I hold on, before I get out of here, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me I did not freestyle, and I could not break the record of not freestyling on this one. So, Father God, here I am with disappointment in man. Here I am, God, exposed before the people. I'm hoping I'm doing my best with not getting greedy in all the good that you're offering me, God. I pray that I'm staying in a state of meekness because you said that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And it's not man that I'm after. It is just bringing your goodness back to earth. And so, God, I pray that you were able to live in this humility. God, I pray that you get to see that I'm hungry and thirsty after you so that I could be filled. And God, I thank you for the opportunity to speak and have a voice. May you continue to speak for the voiceless. I'm so secure in you. Thank you for having me. And again, I'm Queen Lady Honey asking you all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.